like me, wanted to join a group of people, but for whatever reason couldn't. Like when you were a child, and you wanted to play in the game with the other kids, but the other kids don't let you play. Ever had that experience? Or maybe you were just picked last for the teams. Ever know, you know what it's like to be picked last, and it's clear that the team you end up on just feels stuck with you. But you really want to be there. You really want to play with them. It's just that they all don't. They all know that you're not going to be a benefit to the team and whatever. Usually it's the older kids who don't choose the younger kids because they know that they're weaker and they don't want maybe not as fast when it comes to running around playing soccer, or they know they have no eye for the ball when it comes to baseball. Or perhaps even not as a child, but as an adult, maybe you really wanted to be a doctor, or really wanted to be a rocket, or really wanted to be an astronaut, but you just didn't have the qualifications for it. Or maybe you wish you could join the rich of the world. Maybe you wish you could be a billionaire like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or J.K. Rowling. Would it be nice to join their group? Wouldn't that be nice? I wonder what they talk about when they get together. When they hang out together, what do they do? What do they talk about? Boy, they got enough money, they can do whatever they want, right? Wouldn't it be fun to join that group? Or perhaps Hollywood is more your thing. Maybe you want to hang out with, you know, Harrison Ford and J.J. Abrams and Audrey Hepburn and George Clooney and John Wayne and Scarlett Johansson or whoever. Why do I bring this up? Well, first, I know it's a sort of emotion or the sort of yearning, the inexpressible groaning that we all have from time to time, even if it's just that sort of yearning for one other person. We say, I want to be friends with you, or I want to spend my life with you. I want to make babies with you. I want to marry you. I want you and I to be the same family. That sort of yearning, the desire to be with somebody else. But the second reason I bring it up is because that one line of the Eucharistic prayer that we pray expresses this desire so well, and we pray it so frequently. I'm just going to find it here. We pray, admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company. If there were a God of money, what would we ask from the God of money? Admit us, we beseech you, into the company of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and J.K. Rowling and Jeff Bezos. Let us join the billionaires of the world, O God of money. Now, there isn't a God of money, of course. Or if there were a God of Hollywood, you know, how would we say it? We'd say, admit us, we beseech you, into their company. I want to hang out with Clooney and whoever else I mentioned before, Betty Davis and Marilyn Monroe and the Rat Pack. Admit me into their company. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company. Now, to hang out with the Rat Pack, I guess, requires a bit of time travel. No worries. We do that anyway. Some people desire to live in the 1500s. So they dress up and they go to a Renaissance festival. They dress up in the dress and the uniform of the 1500s. They go to a Renaissance festival. They watch the jousting and they eat their... Ever go to a Renaissance festival? They eat their chicken bones, the chicken legs and everything. Or some people, forget the 1500s, some people want to live in the 24th century. They want to live there so much, they dress up and they go to Star Trek conventions in uniforms for a military that doesn't exist. You know, it's a fake military. Fictional. Don't misunderstand me. I have nothing against dressing up and playing dress-up. We play acting when we're kids, or when we're adults, whatever. But we have to remember that there's a difference between play acting like an astronaut and being an astronaut. Those are two very different things. So if there was a god of NASA, oh, NASA god, we'd ask, oh, NASA God, admit me into the company of Alan Shepard and Neil Armstrong and Sally Ride and all the great astronauts of NASA. I want to be with them. I want to do the things that they do and see the things that they've seen. I want to be part of that group, oh, NASA God. Now, there's no God of NASA, obviously. None of this, really, is what we ask during Mass when we pray, admit us, we beseech you, into their company. Maybe you ask God something similar in your own private prayers, but it's not what we're saying at Mass. Because instead, at Mass, who are we asking to join? Admit us, we beseech you, into their company. It comes right after this. We ask to join Mary, Joseph, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, and Anastasia. Now I know everyone knows who George Clooney is, but who are all these people? I don't know any of I know them. I don't know all of them. I don't really know much about Anastasia, but I know about Felicity and Perpetua, and Joseph and Mary, and Peter and Paul. I do know that I want to join them. I know we're asking to join them. Admit us, O Lord, we beseech you, into their company, because where are they? They're in heaven. They're in the church. They're in heaven. But what happens when we finally get to join, well, really, any of these groups? If the God of Hollywood answered, and suddenly I was a movie star, and I joined all the people in Hollywood, and I hung out with all the people, and I went to the Oscars and all that fun stuff, is it all sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows? Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything is... No! No, it's easy to be starry-eyed about these things, that the grass is greener over there, but as soon as someone makes it to Hollywood, they see all the imperfections of it, the hard work that it takes, the others who came to the same dream and who didn't make it, the pride that's involved, the narcissism that accompanies celebrity so often. Now, granted, it wasn't easy for the saints on this list either. Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius. I mean, they were all martyred, most of them. Most of them were all martyred. And you know, I hear it from my friends who work in any field. Even if they really wanted to be an astronaut, from any field that we work in, you always hear, well, you know, in the field or in the industry or in the company, there's all these different ideas about which direction we should go in, and some people seem to be in it for the wrong reasons, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's politicking involved and all this stuff, and this person wants the job, doesn't think the other person should have it, and all that stuff happens. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a little business or a gigantic one, it happens. And my answer is, well, of course it's going to happen. There's human beings involved. They do that. We do that. We're human beings. But to join a group, any group, to have community with other people, to be in communion with them, includes that friction between people, the friction that we have with each other. No matter how strong the desire is to be together, the desire to be together is still there, but in the end, belonging requires not only that I want my needs served by the community, the group that I belong to, but that I also serve the needs of the community. It's a two-way street, and there's going to be that friction there. So, to pose an example, for you to join NASA means that every mathematical trajectory problem, every mechanical problem, every potentially being sucked into space problem is your problem too. When Apollo 13 called Houston and said, Houston, we've had a problem, and they lost their oxygen tank, one of their oxygen tanks in space, was it a problem for the three astronauts on board? Or was it a problem for all of NASA? Well, it's a problem for everyone. They're all in this together. So everyone on the ground and everyone up in space solved it together. This is what it means to have communion with others. Am I all in? Am I all in with this group? As the pastor here, I'm happy to receive people into our group, into the Catholic Church. But those who want to join have to know that it means being all in. It means being with us through thick and thin, through good times and bad. It means celebrating at baptisms and marriages and at anniversaries. And it means praying and mourning at the funerals of our brothers and sisters when they've died, whether we like them or not, whether we knew them or not. I know I quoted Gaudium et Spes a few weeks ago, but I'll do it again. It works here. The joys and hopes, the griefs and the anxieties of the men of this age are the joys and hopes, the griefs and anxieties of the followers of Christ. We share. We're all in this together. If people never bonded together in Hollywood, then we'd never have Casablanca. If people never bonded together in NASA, we'd never have landed on the moon. And if people never bonded together here in 1888, when this church was built, to form this parish, it never would have helped the people who have belonged to it over the years on their journey to heaven. It's not easy. Belonging to a group with other people is not easy. Matthew Kelly likes to say, there's no such thing as a perfect parish. If you think you found one, go ahead and join it, because then it won't be perfect anymore. So this, and this is not just about parishes. I mean, this Tuesday, I've been showing films on Tuesday nights. This Tuesday and next Tuesday, I'm showing films about groups within the church, about communities of religious brothers and sisters. So the members of monasteries, each at one time asked, admit me into your company. Admit me into your company. And the group, the monastery responded, we'd love to have you as company. But not like, you know, temporary, you know, we have company over to our houses or something. But they're like permanent company. Like this is, we'll live together. That's great. And then the hard work started. Having made the promises, having made the vows, permanent bonds with the people that they live with the family that they become a part of. I think the same goes for, you know, like Kyle, one of our, and all the seminarians who have felt a desire to join the priesthood, and they've asked to join. And the promises he's going to make they're not to be taken lightly, or with the sense that there's an out along the way somewhere. He's had a lot of time to get ready, you know. It's a long process, seminary. He's had a lot of time to make the decision with all the facts, with his eyes wide open, in the same way that people date before choosing to get married. We choose to belong to our church. We choose to join our brothers and sisters already in heaven. And so we ask for admission. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company. But remember that as many sunshines, lollipops, and rainbows, and whatever it might be in heaven, our responsibilities there, when we're in heaven, they don't end. Remember what St. Teresa of Lisieux said before the end of her life. She said, I will spend my heaven doing good on earth. Everyone on the church in heaven, everyone on the church in the church on earth, work together and belong to each other. All 13. And so as we belong to our parish and to our larger church, let us reinforce our commitments and our responsibilities to each other in our parish. Let us look forward to joining the group already in heaven. When we pray frequently enough, when we pray in the Eucharistic prayer, admit us, we beseech you, into their company.